We're in the 36th chapter of the book of Genesis. This is lesson number 121 in Bible readings, and I've really enjoyed this. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have. Our room here has a new floor in it. Everything's up topsy-turvy. But one good thing about it is that it doesn't have the static electricity in here now. I could not wear shoes in here at all. When I touched the machines, it would shock them, and they would go haywire. So now it's better, I hope. We can get everything back in order and the lighting. We're missing one light somehow or another. Anyway, so we've got a little bit less light on my right side than I did before. I'm going to be reading from the book of Genesis, the 36th chapter, from the Hebrew. I may just read the translation of it, but I want you to understand that there's a lot of names in here that are very important from the Hebrew language. This is the beginning of Israel's problems. This is the beginning of Israel's problems. Wele, Toledoth, Esau, Hugh, Edom. And these are the family histories, the Toledoth, the family histories of Esau. Esau means what? Esau means hairy. He was very hairy. He was a hairy person. His name actually was Harry. Esau's name is Harry. And it says that he is called Edom or Red also. Red and Harry. And it says, and Esau, he had taken his wives from the daughters of Canaan, a cursed people. Now remember, Esau wanted to be the patriarch, but he was taking his wives from a cursed people. Ada means pleasure, both the daughter of Elon means strong like an oak, the Hittite, these Hittites, and Ohila Bama, and that means a tent on a high place. Ohel means tent. Ohila Bama means a tent on a high place. In other words, a woman that worshipped idols on high places. And then is a daughter of Ana. And Ana means another answer. And daughter of Sibion. Sibion means a hyena. A laughing hyena, the Hivite. And then in verse number 3 it says, and Basemath, remember, Basemath means fragrant or perfume or beautiful, the daughter of Ishmael. Basemath was the daughter of Ishmael, a sister of Nebaioth. That's the eldest son of Ishmael. Now remember that God swore that Ishmael will not inherit with Isaac. And Esau is always doing all the wrong things in his life, isn't he? All the wrong things. Because he's not a believer in Jehovah. He's not a believer in the promises of God. He just wanted the eminence, but no really substance to him at all. These are the fathers of the Arab world. The firstborns of all those that rejected God. A lot of people want to be in high places. Politicians are a terrible group. Really they are. They like to make a lot of money and have a lot of exposure. We know that many of the politicians' families, political families, the Bidens, the Bushes, the Clintons, Obama, these people are what we might call in business with China our number one enemy. And they're doing it to their children. And they're undermining the stability and the power of America in doing that. And they do not care. They don't care. Look at all the things that the Biden family has done ever since he was vice president, ever since he cheated his way into to become a senator in Delaware. And that's what he got there by the mafia. His whole family was always been behind everything that he politically did. This is just one example. Now, I'm bringing this today as what we see here because this is exactly the type of political situations in the Middle East right here that we're talking about in these generations. Frank Biden killed a man in San Diego with a car, basically. They sued him for $900,000. For wrongful death. They couldn't get a hold of him. He's hiding out from service and everything else. So they contacted President Biden. And he said he didn't know where he was and that he had no source of income. But yet, President Biden, for many years, had down in Central and South America, he had been setting up them to bring in millions of dollars of income because he's selling political influence. With Frank, with Hunter, with James, Biden, all of these, this criminal family are all over doing this all over the world. Ukraine. We're in war with Ukraine now basically because of Biden family business. And China. With John Kerry. John Kerry and the Biden family are together just like that in business. And their children, all their princelings. We're all making tons of money doing this. This is a family dynasty of corruption right here and violence. We have this criminal family in today and the Bush family for over 100 years, the same thing. And the Bush family wouldn't have got in political power at all if it wasn't for Nixon. And Nixon was a crook, but I'm going to tell you something. He was not a bad president. But things that what people did, he opened the door, he balanced the power, he did a lot of things. But he got Kissinger involved. He sent Kissinger to China to balance the power out between Russia and China. Now we're driving Russia and China together again. That's just stupid. Kissinger kept on the payroll with China for years and years and years and passed it down. The Bush family got involved. And the Bidens. And Obama and the Clintons, all of these people got involved. Corruption, corruption, corruption. This is a history of corruption. It's a history of crime here as we look at it in today, in America today. And birthed Ada. Remember, Ada is as pleasant or beautiful to Esau. Eliphaz. Eliphaz means fine gold. Eliphaz, fine gold. And Basemath, she had birthed Reuel. And Reuel means the friend of God. Friendly or friend of God. Reuel, friend of God. And Oholibamah. And one of these descendants, of course, later on, Moses married one of Reuel's daughters, didn't he? And Oholibamah. That means ten on the high place, remember? That means one that worships idols in the high place. Yalida, and she birthed Yosh, or Jayush. And that Jayush means he comes for help. And Yalam, or Jalam, and that means Jehovah abides. And Korah. Korah means baldness, bald one, kind of like me. Now, and these, the sons of Esau, who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Verse number 6 now. Vayigah is what it says in Hebrew. And he took and kept on taking Esau his wives, and his son, and his daughters, and all of his female souls of his household, and his cattle, Michnehu, and all Behemothah, that means a large beast of burden, which could be a camel, it can be a large ox or bovine of some sort, and even an elephant. And they did have elephants and they did have camels in these times. And all the property, Yeinah, called Yeinah, Asher, which he had acquired, Rakash, which he had acquired in the land of Canaan. And he went unto the land from the face of Jacob, his brothers. He left that land and he went away from them. Verse number 37, because he had become, through all of his possessions, a very powerful, rich politician. Politician. From dwelling together, and not the land was able to sustain their wandering. In other words, they did not have enough grass to feed all of their animals. And them from their faces of their cattle. So now they have to go in another place to graze their cattle. Remember that Jacob gave Esau a lot of cattle. A lot of goats, a lot of sheep, a lot of cattle, and probably even camels, we know, and elephants. And he dwelt, Esau, in the mountain of Seir. Esau means what? Hairy, being red. Edom. And if you look at the red rocks of Petra, you'll see that they're red too. He went into a red land. Verse 39. And these are the family histories of Esau, the father of Edom. They call, but later on this will be called Edom, and God will curse this whole group. Edom in the mountain of Seir. Edom was a great, and by the way, probably, historically, geographically, and geologically, Muhammad, if he was born, probably in Petra or somewhere near Petra. And of course, he's of the descendants of these people. Then it says Elah, and these names are the sons of Esau. Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau, Reuel, the son of Basemath, and the wife of Esau. And remember what all these names meant, we said a while ago. And they became sons of Eliphaz. Eliphaz. And Teman. Teman means sunburned. Teman means sunburned. And Omar, that means mountain, and Zepho, that means to watch. And Gotham, Gotham is kind of like the Blackfoot Indians, the Blackfoot Indians that burnt thighs. That means the burnt valley. And Kenaz, and that Kenaz means side or flank. And then it says, and Timnah, that means returning. It means also to control, and becoming a concubine to Eliphaz. Eliphaz means dispenser, and son of Esau, and she birthed to Eliphaz Amalek. Remember the Amalekites? Here we go. This is the beginning of the trouble of Israel. This is the beginning, the origin of the trouble of Israel. All of these people would be enemies of Israel. And these are warlike dwellers in the valley of the Amalekites. And these are the sons of Esau, or Adah. Adah means pleasurable and beauty, the wife of Esau. And these are the sons of Reuel. Reuel means a friend of God or friendly to God. And Nahath. Nahath means lowless. Low. Low. Whether it's of low character, low stature, or whatever. Lowness. And then Zerah means, it means to sow. Or it means, it comes from the word to seed and sperm even. Or to sprout. And then Shana. Or Shammah, and that is there. And Mizah, it means terror and joy. Joy and terror. And the son of Basemath, the wife of Esau. These all became the sons of Basemath, the sons of Esau. And then we, Elay, Hayu, and these became sons of Oholibamah. Remember Oholibamah? Means a tent on the high place. Now, possibly, this means the prostitute that spread her skirts on the high place. In other words, she was a temple prostitute, maybe. Means tent on the high place. The daughter of Anah, affliction and humble, that's what it means, the daughter of Zibeon. Wild robber. Zibeon means wild robber. And wife of Esau, and she birthed to Esau, Jeush. That means to come to help. And Joliam. And these are the princes. The princes. Now, the princes of Esau. They all would become princes. They all become political heads. Now, a lot of the politicians today, you know, there's a lot of scrutiny on their income tax and all that here. So they appoint their princelings, their children, or best friends, to go in business over here with this person, and they pull political strings, and they become millionaires and billionaires like the Biden and the Kerry family has. Millionaires and billionaires selling influence. Selling influence to China, to different places. Ukraine, Russia. Princes, Alephay, and then son of Esau, son of Ephelaz, his firstborn, the sheikh or the chief of Teman. Teman. It means burnt by the south wind, sunburned. And the prince of Omar. Omar means mountaineer. And then prince Zepho, that means to watch, remember. And Prince Kenaz, the side of the flank. The side of the flank. And then the princelings of Korah. Korah means baldness. A prince of Gotham. Gotham means burnt valley. And the prince of Amalek. Warlike dwellers, these warriors. And these as princes are princelings of Eliphaz. God is the defender in the land of Eden. And these are the sons of Adah. And these are the sons of Reuel. God is a friend, or God's friend, the son of Esau, prince of Nahath. Okay, that means lowness. And this goes back to about 1700 B.C. And the prince of Zerah. Zerah means seed. Sperm, sprout, and then prince of Shammah. That means, Shammah means, of course, that means there. It means renowned. It means famous. Shammah. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He has fame. He is here. He's our Lord and He's here. Jesus Christ, He fulfilled that title, Jehovah Shammah. And then Prince of Mizah, and of course Mizah means terror, and joy and terror. It means someone that likes to hurt people and has great joy in watching them hurt, watching them in pain. And these are the princelings of Reuel in the land of Eden, and these sons of Bathmah, the wife of Esau. And the Wielebene et la Holabema. And these are the sons of Tent on the high place. You know, whether she was a high priest, prostitute, or whatever she was when Esau found her. Wife of Esau. The princeling of the chief of Yeresh. That means collector. And the prince Jolam, that means exalted or elevated, and the prince Korah. Of course, Korah again is baldness. And these are the princes of Olabamah, my tent, or the tent on the high place. And the daughter of Anah, Isheth, Esau. 36:19. And these are the sons of Esau. These are the princelings that he created, being Edom, red. Now, there were some red-headed Jewish people, weren't there? Well, Esau was basically a Shemite, wasn't he? He's red hair. How about Rebecca? Rebecca probably had blue eyes and red hair, and even Laban, her brother. Laban means whitey, and most of the time, people that have red hair become just absolutely, they have brilliant white hair around 30 years old or so. I know many people that have done that. I had an uncle that had red hair. I had an aunt that had red hair, and they were Indians. Okay, and these are the sons of the seer, the Horite, the mountaineer. Now that means to run free and to be noble, so to speak, to run free, like a mountaineer or mountain man. Yoshevah in dwelling in the land of Lotan. Lotan means a concealed, dark, colored. Lotan, that's where we get the word Lot. Lot means concealed and dark. And Shabal, wandering. And Zibeon. Zibeon means a wild robber, remember, a wild robber. And Anah, that means answering. This is about 1760 B.C. now, according to some chronologies. We Dishon. And Dishon means leaping, like a deer, or like a goat, or something, just leap in the air. Have you ever watched sheep leap in the air, Marilyn, out in the fields, a little young sheep, they just jump all over the place, bounce around like they got springs on their legs. Leaping, and Ezer means union. And Dishar, these princes are the Horites. The Horites means the nomadic free nobles, the mountain men, so to speak. The wild people. The sons of Seir. Seir means a rough country, a rough land. And Edom, red. Wehiyu, Benay, Lotam. And they became sons of Lotam, the dark place. Hari. Hari means free and noble. And Heman. Heman means raging. That means to rage. You ever know anybody that just had fits of raging? Fits of raging? What they call manic episodes? That's what this guy is. manic episodes, and a sister of Lotan. And Timnah, that means restraining, and that's the concubine of Eliphaz. And these are the sons of Shobal. Shobal. Alwan, that means the blind. This is 1760 BC, by the way. And then you, Manahath, or and Manahath, and Ebal. Manahath means a resting place. And then Ebal means bear. And then Shepho means to uncover or unconcerned. And Onan, that means strength. 36:24. And these are the sons of Tisbion, Zibion, that is. That's a wild robber. And Aya means a vulture. Somebody goes around behind and picks people's bones, or it means to go behind a group and pick people off like a vulture. And that's about 1500 BC. And Anah means answering, and he who found Hot Springs, Yamin, Hot Springs, or Hot Springs, that is, Hot Springs. There are hot springs up in this country all over the place. Well, there are hot springs here in this country, too. And in grassland, and usually where there's a hot springs, there's a lot of grass. You go down by Pahrump and things through there, you'll find hot springs down there. A grassland, a plain there. And Beratol, and in his watching, the donkeys. That means to watch and to care for donkeys. And a donkey means what? Ha chamarim. Marilyn, what does a donkey mean? You remember what donkey means? I know this by fact, and that I trained donkeys and I dealt with donkeys, wild donkeys and domesticated donkeys both. That means they walk carefully. They walk carefully. Ha shamarim. They walk carefully. A donkey walks carefully. That's why they use mules, which are half donkey and half horse, to go down in the Grand Canyon on those narrow trails down there. And they use mules up here also, mules in the Sierras, because they are more dependable than a horse is in many ways. And for Simeon, his father. Verse number 25. And these are the sons of Anah. Dishon, remember Anah means answering. Dishon means leaping. And Hola Ohalabamah of the tent in high place, the daughter of Anah. And these are the sons of Dishon. Hemdan, he's about 1700 BC. And his name means pleasant. Hemdan. And then Ishban means a smart, intelligent person, a man of understanding. And Ethram means excellent. And Chedram means union. Verse number 27. And these are the sons of the Enar, the sons of the Ezar. Ezar means help. And then we have Bilham. And Bilham and Bilhah are the same. And that means soft and tender. Soft and tender. Now, Achan, Alvan, Bilham, Dishon, Eshgon, and Hemdan, these are all sons. And the word, by the way, Achan, the Horite, his name means accurate, acute, that is, and twisted. Verse number 28. These are the sons of Deshan, Uz. Uz means firmness. And Aram, And that means ending. And these are the sheiks, are the princelings of the Horites, and the prince of Lotan. Lotan means it comes from Lot, which means concealed and dark. The princes are princelings of Shobal. Shobal. That means to rise and grow. It means to shoot, to flow. The prince of Zibeon, the wild robber, and the prince of Anah, Antrim. Verse number 30 now. This is a long chapter, but these names mean something. So I wanted to bring this to you from the Hebrew. This is like Hebrew reading and research here. And these are the princelings, Dishon, Prince Ezer, Prince Dishon, and these princes are princelings of the Horites, the hillbillies. The Horites are hillbillies. These are the mountain men, the hillbillies of that time. They lived in caves, they lived in mountains. And they're princelings in the land of Seir. And these are the kings, Ha-Malakim, the kings of which Malaku reigned in the land of Eden. Before the face of the reigning king to the sons of Israel. They will become thorns in the side of Israel. Thorns in the side of Israel. And he reigned in Edom, Bela. Bela means consumption. Bela, and now we're going back to about 1600 B.C., the son of Beor. Beor means shepherd. And the name of his cities, Dinahabah. Dinahabah. What do you think that Dinahabah means? Dinahabah. Dan means what? Judge. The city of judgment. Wayamoth. And he died and stayed dead, Bela. And he reigned. Instead of him, Jobab. Jobab. Jobab is a quite a name. That means howling. Someone that howls like a wolf. Howling, the sons of Zerah. Howling. How have you ever seen anybody just howled and groaned and moaned and just raised all kinds of havoc and Cain of all sorts? That's what this name means. Jobab means howling. From Bozrah. Bozrah means like a sheepfold. It means a fortified city. Verse number 34 now. Wayamoth, Yanah, Yavon, that is, and died Jabin. Jabin, Jobab, that means. Jobab means what? Howling. And he reigned instead of him, Hushan. Hushan means to hurry. It means somebody's always in a hurry. From the land of the Temanites, the land of the sunburnt south wind. The south wind, a lot of times, is a warm wind. Verse number 35. Wayamoth and died Hushan. And reigned instead of him, Hadad. Hadad means a loud noise. In Bakersfield area, they have Hadad automobile sales. That means to make a loud noise. And the son of Bedad. Bedad means separation. He's the son of Ada. And one smiting. And one smiting Midian. Midian means strife. In the field of Moab. Remember what Moab means? The Moabites? The Moabites are descendants of Lot, or Lout, literally. Moab means water from the father. These were children from his own daughters. And the name of the city is Avit. It means village or hut. This is an area that is a city that is has a high tower or high mountain where they can be it can be watched and guarded. And he died and stayed dead, Hadad, and he reigned instead of him, Shamlah. Shamlah means a wrapper. It means a lot of clothes. In other words, this guy was a clothes horse, I guess you might say. A mantle garment, one that likes to wrap himself up. And from Masarikah, that means to shine, a bright light, bright burning. It also echo Masarikah out of the Septuagint. On shiny waters. Verse number 37. Wayamoth, and died Samlah, and reigned instead of him Shaul. Saul. One asked for. Saul. Comes from the Hebrew word Sheol, the place asked about. Sheol is Hades. From Rehoboth, that means in a large, roomy space, unlimited, measureless land. The word Rahab comes from this word, Rahab. Rahab the harlot, remember? It also means broad and thick. And they liked broad and thick women back then. They did. Did you know that? They liked broad and thick women. In other words, women that were of size. Heavy women. Okay? And the river, the stream. Verse number 38 now. And then Shaul, and he reigned, and died Shaul, and reigned instead of him Baal. That Baal means Lord. It can be used, Baal can be used in a good way, and it can be used in a wrong way. The Lord Baal. Baal, the God Baal. And also, Jesus is called Baal, Lord and Master. Of Hanan. Hanan means, it comes from the word like charis in Hebrew, which means grace, gracious. The Lord is gracious. The son of Achbor. Achbor means mouse. A mouse. Verse number 39. Weamoth, and died and stayed dead Baal, Hanan, the son of Achbor, and he reigned instead of him Hadar. Now you see these names are all biblical names. But these names here are all the origin of Israel's problems. And the name of his city is Pau. This is, that means yawning and deep. And the name of his wife was Mehetabel. God is doing good. And the daughter of Matred, God is the pursuer, the daughter of May, Zahab, the offspring of the Shining One, Zahab. Verse number 40. And these are the names of the princelings of Esau to their families and to their places, and by their names, princelings Timnah, that means allotment, remember, and Aluf, princeling Alva, Sublimity, or Sublime, and Prince Yetheth, Subjection. Now we're up to 1470 B.C. It gets smaller as you're coming toward Christ. And then we have the Sheikh, or the Princeling of Ahalathanah, tent in the high place, our father's tent, the Princeling of Elah, and Elah means one that lives long, like a oak tree, or a something that stays strong for a long time, an oak tree, the bristlecone pines, the Prince of Pinion. Pinion means darkness. Comes from Anais and Phanon and Phina. Darkness, perplexed, distracted. That's what that name means. And then the Prince of Kenaz. That means the side flank. The Prince Timan. Timan, sunburnt. The Prince Mibzar. That Mibzar means fortified. Verse number 43 now. The last verse, the long chapter. The princeling, the prince, Magdiel. Magdiel is God is a renown. And the prince of Iram. Iram means a wild donkey. A wild donkey. He is a wild donkey. And these are the sheikhs of the princelings of Edom to their dwelling in the land of and possessions. Esau, the one that was called Harry, the one that was called Red and Harry. I hope you enjoyed these names and looking a little bit at these princes and politicians of yesteryear, so many years ago, 1,500 to 2,000 years before Christ. Father, please use this message to honor and glorify you. Help people to understand that these people really lived there, that they were real people, and they're still there today in so many ways. They still represent God's enemies to this very day and Israel's enemies. Father, please protect Israel. For your name's sake. Many of them are atheists today and everything, but I know that you're going to bring them back to you in the tribulation period. And there will be people for your name's sake on this earth for at least 1,000 years. Father, please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.